Yo, what's good? It's Rob, Alan, E, and T, and Vinny, and we with the shenanigans. First off, what
Yeah.
does gun stand for?
Goofy, you not breathing if you try me, nigga. That's what gun stands for. Lay a person flat on your back.
Yo, we gotta stop this. Listen, in case y'all didn't know or didn't understand, I'm sure y'all know that this episode is definitely has to do it. We gotta tell them how it started. So we started, how did we start talking about guns today?
It all came down to you wanting to purchase something. You're trying to purchase something for yourself, and you want to know the laws. You want to know the laws to be right, because we are law-abiding citizens on paper.
Yes, we are law-abiding citizens. So we were trying to figure out how we should purchase our guns the correct way, which we may have some issues with that in some states. But listen, we're not going to. We actually gonna get into that. Where do we stand though? Where do we stand? Where do you stand when it comes to gun laws
in general? I feel like the gun laws across the board need a whole workaround. I feel like we touched upon this briefly in our private conversation before we hit the podcast, but I'm saying I feel like if you're able to carry as a citizen, you're not a felon. You don't have any like violent crimes. Maybe even if you have a misdemeanor or whatever. I feel like there should be a state regulated license, like a driver license, like your social security, like a birth certificate, just like a passport. It should be a statewide identification that shows that you can properly handle a firearm, carry a firearm, and you should be allowed to bring it wherever you go with that identification. Every state.
And
I feel like
state,
that's the way.
They not have now we. We, what is, you know they ain't having that in Illinois.
You can't even get a gun without having a permit to buy one. And guess who you get the permit off of? The local deputies in Illinois.
The po-po's. So listen, this is we're bringing gun law awareness on this podcast. So that means we're about to piss a lot of liberals off. A lot of extremists that are extreme liberals, because there's a lot of liberals that believe in gun laws, but there's a lot of extreme ones that don't. Listen, we're not trying to advocate any political affiliations or anything like that. We just telling you how we feel about the gun laws in America.
Vampires.
Now, the sweet state of Georgia, vampires. Vampires. What Alex Jones say? Vampires.
That boy crazy.
Infowars.com. No, somebody's not playing.
They don't
want to they gonna block us and ban us, bro. They gonna ban us. We can't say
what name? Vampires. I don't know what they talking about.
Oh my goodness, man. But listen, so the sweet state of Georgia, I just found out that they got some of the sweetest gun laws.
Bro, the gun laws in Georgia right now? In Georgia right now?
Are probably the best. No. Are they the best or second best?
One of the top right now when it comes to regulating firearms. You do not need a permit to buy any firearm. Long gun.
Come on.
Sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Semi-automatic. You do not need a permit. You do not need to go through a background check to buy.
Assault rifles too?
Fully.
Fully automatic?
I believe fully. I don't know if it. But I think fully, if I'm right, because it doesn't. They don't regulate assault rifles in Georgia. That's what it said on. So that's where all the information is coming from.
I'm just saying, has there been any? I don't. I might get criticized for this, but has there? Can we look? Has there been any school shootings?
Well, I mean, there's shootings everywhere. There's people that will
school shootings. I'm talking about
like
mass.
I have to Google fact that, honestly, to be.
I don't. I've never heard of one.
See, I don't.
I'd have to Google it, but.
But yeah.
There can't
for sure.
Be that many.
For sure. But.
I'm just saying, I don't know if that's directly correlated with the fact that everybody's.
Boy, good team. You do not need a permit. Do not need to go to a background check. And this is pretty much. There's no magazine regulation. Because some states, you can't even have more than 10 bullets in the magazine. You know what I'm saying? For real, you can't have a Glock 16 rounds in it. That Glock 17 better have 10 rounds in it. Or sometimes the magazine alone is banned outright. There's some states that allows you to carry silencers, and some states that regulate silencers like a firearm where it has its own serial number. There's some that lets you – there's so much laws each state and every country that it's just like brain – it's brain numbing to go through. But for Georgia alone, because you asked, you have – there's pretty much no laws. The only law you need to carry in Georgia is to get your permit or have a permit in a different state that Georgia recognizes. But if you do get a permit through Georgia itself, it also gives you two responsibilities. It allows you to open and conceal carry, which is, you know, depending on your stats, you can have both. Ooh-wee. With the best of both.
Ooh-wee. Now in Georgia, you can purchase a firearm however you want to, but you need a permit to conceal,
whether it's a non-resident permit, whether it's a permit from a different state that they recognize, or it's a statewide permit.
Yes.
You can carry it in your car.
Uh-huh. But you can open carry.
No, you can't open carry without a permit. You need the
permit or no.
You can only open carry with the
You know what? My bad. I was thinking about Texas. Because that's great. That's what I was thinking. Oh, my. The sweet state of Texas. I'm in Texas right now. Boy, that's like, woo. That's like honey in my mouth, boy. I'm ready for Texas. I might be in Texas.
8 to 10 years old. 8 to 10 years old was trapped up in Texas. It says any person of age, quotations, can possess a firearm as long as you're not a felon. Texas regulates concealed, but they also allow any age to buy and purchase firearms, which is insane. If we think about that, like,
wait, say that again.
That means you could be 10 years old with your parent and buy your first firearm. That means you can walk around with your firearm on your property. If you want to conceal it, you do have to get a concealed license, but the process is like a slap on the wrist. Like, it's literally a sign and document, and they might give it to you that same day. That's how Texas friendly guns are.
What?
Wait, let me double fact check that real quick. I'll let me double fact it, but and I'll get back to you on that one. We want to make sure
we want to give y'all accurate information. We're not going to give you all the information, but we do think that it is all right as a citizen to bear arms. So I'm actively against anybody who's trying to restrict citizens of the United States to bear arms so that tyranny cannot occur. People don't realize that the reason why we've been given the right to bear arms is so no tyrannical dictator can overtake us, because we have the ability.
And I got the facts while you was just doing that. You can open carry a firearm in Texas without a permit, only if it's a long gun or rifle. For handguns specifically, you definitely need your permit. But the good thing is, if it's a concealed permit, just like Georgia, you have the option to do open carry or concealed. Georgia and Texas, man.
Let's give it up for Georgia and Texas. Georgia and Texas. Now, I heard Arizona is really good. I heard Arizona, you can straight up. That's what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong. But you straight open carry without nothing. You buy the gun and you put it on your hip. Maybe I was heard wrong. But that's what I heard in one of them truck stops.
So in Arizona, while I got the information in front of me, you can purchase a firearm with no permit, no nothing. They don't regulate the prohibition of firearms. But you do have to register your firearm when you do buy. So there's a iffy stance on that. So pretty much when you buy your firearm, you probably won't do it yourself, but you're going to sign a paper, and the gun shop themselves is going to send that paper to the department, and they're going to have a record of that is your gun on file. Unlike, you know, in Georgia and Texas where they just buy a firearm. No, not yet.
And then you can open carry?
You don't need a permit in Arizona to conceal.
I got excited.
So you could, when you buy your gun, after it gets sent to the department and everything, and the gun size, like, all right, you're good to go. You can put that thing in your pocket and conceal it anywhere you want with no permit. There's no need to get a permit. As long, oh, but you do have to be 21.
I knew
You
it.
do have to be 21.
But that's, hey, that's lit, though. I mean, that's crazy. You literally just go grab a gun. You got to get it registered. It's registered to you. And you put it in your pocket. I think that's one of the hard, that to me is how it should be. To me, the way Arizona does it seems like the best regulation. Why? Because when you buy the gun, it's registered to you. So we know if you shoot it off, it's going to go back to your gun. You're going to get in trouble.
So like, you can conceal without a permit. Honestly. And you can also open. Now, you can only conceal in Arizona without a permit as long as you're 21 and older, and you'll need your driver's license to prove it if you get pulled over. But you can open carry in Arizona at the age starting at the age of 18.
Okay.
So, for example, as a kid growing up in Arizona, if you're listening, and kids out here that wants guns, once you turn 18, you can go buy a firearm. You do not need your licenses. You just it's going to get registered to your name. You can open carry it for a couple years, and then when you hit 21. You're going to be able to have, you're going to be able to do whatever you want with it, open or concealed. Yeah, I got to give it up for Arizona.
Arizona. That is. Give it up for Arizona. The best one we've heard
real
since.
Good loss.
I knew Arizona was
real
lit.
Good loss.
That is insane.
Church the law.
Really good. That's a good law right there. Now, a lot of people on here that's conservative is probably like, yeah, that's a good law. I get it. I get some of y'all. Here's what.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the people how we feel? I guess we can. I don't care about the scrutiny. I believe every single person should have a voice in America. I believe every person should have an open forum and be able to have an open dialogue with people concerning your opinions and how you feel about certain things that are going on in America. So I feel like, personally, that we should be able to open carry and conceal carry pretty much similar to the way Arizona. I would take it a little bit further and say you can conceal and carry and open carry in Arizona at 18. As long as the gun's registered to you. I think that gun registration and bullet registration would be a good thing because it deters people from being able to, you see what I'm saying? First of all, somebody who wants to do dirt is going to try to find a gun that they don't have to register.
Street gun.
You see what I'm saying? So that deters people from crime in that area. You know what I mean?
You don't get caught because it's going to be registered to somebody. Somebody's getting arrested after that thing's fired.
It's registered to somebody. It's registered to somebody. So I like that. I believe that we should have the right to bear arms. That's just how I feel. I feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with it. A lot of people don't agree with the registration because they feel like it's an infringe of their privacy because they feel like now that the department has a record of them holding being a purchaser of a firearm and they have the actual record of them being a resident with it because it has their license and their information where they live on it, it's a more of an infringe on privacy rights. Because now when you get pulled over, police, they're going to know that you have a firearm because you have it registered. It's going to be attached to you like a file. And that's where people stand on.
Okay, so here's the thing. You're right. I honestly, you're right. And in a perfect world,
but
I would say no.
In a perfect world.
That makes sense? But that's a good state. That's a good start, I think. Arizona, all across the board, every state's like that. Let's talk. We're gonna get into some of the worst gun
like
laws
California,
ever created
New
by
York,
man and human. Let's go on to that California. While he's looking up this California, y'all, listen. I lived in California about 2-3 years, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. These laws out here are trash. I'm gonna give you a couple of theories. All right, cool. Recreational weed, medical weed is illegal. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right, cool. All right, that's out the way. That's fine. I'm talking about the some of the, not all, but a lot of y'all police officers in California. Almost everyone I've encountered, except maybe one, was super rude. I'm just gonna be real with you. They have laws that are out of this world that allow you to get traffic tickets for going 1 mile over the speed limit, bro. They are so – it's I don't know, but Cali got to quit all that. Y'all got to quit that. It's ridiculous.
The laws I got in front of me.
The gun laws.
Woo-hoo!
So what's these laws?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let me just put it this way. I have paragraphs you need to do and learn about California's gun laws. You need a permit just to purchase. You need a permit just to purchase. And on top of it, it has to be through a dealer that has a certificate in firearm safety, and you yourself have to have a certificate in firearm safety just to purchase. Even Florida's not like that. Florida, to get your concealed, you have to have a safety course. They want you to have the safety course done in California before you even buy. And you also have to be 21.
Wow. And
you also have to...
Yeah.
So you have to be 21 and you have to complete a safety course and buy a permit, which is a fee of anywhere from $20 to $30 just to be able to buy your firearm. On top of that, your firearm will get registered, will be registered, and it's not only registered through the department, but it's registered through the county. So it gets sent to the police attorneys, it gets sent to the police themselves, and it gets sent to the Department of Justice. Everybody in California is going to have a copy of you with your firearm in California. Pretty much anybody of legal authority. And it stays in there for life as you're registered. And that law came in effect in 2014. You don't need owner licenses because you're going to have your permit to buy and you're going to be registered. So you don't need an owner license, meaning you don't need to have a you don't have to be a resident, which is weird. So you don't have to be a resident to buy, but you have to have a permit to buy, and you also have it registered to you. But you don't have to be a specific resident of California, which is weird because it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's kind of
cool. Weird.
That's weirdly.
It's weirdly okay.
Weirdly okay. That I don't want it to be too bad. I'm not going to be too harsh on Cali. That part is decent. At least y'all allow somebody to get a gun. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, allow another state to visit. You can buy out of state, and then you'll have it. But here goes here. Obviously, they regulate assault weapons. You're not allowed to have any assault weapons in California. They also limit the restriction of semi-automatics, which is unheard of. But you can't even have a semi-automatic with a stock barrel in California at all. So if you're going to have a semi-automatic rifle, you know that stock that you put on your shoulder, like that last, the end piece, the button? Yeah, you can't have that. You can't have that in California. And they also limit your magazines.
Understandable.
Remember I was telling you about that privately? You only have to be able, the largest magazine you can hold in California for anything. It says for. Well, let me double check. Wait, read. Okay, so as long as it's 10 magazines, bro. A 10 clip. The highest amount of ammunition in a clip that you can have in California is 10. 10 rounds. Oh, you will be fine.
Damn, you gotta pop off for real. You can't pop off for real.
You only got 10 clips.
You got to talk to
people and knock people out in California because, one, if you get caught with any magazines larger than the 10-round magazines, you get charged with a $100 fine and you get put on probation, bro. They're not even going to give you $100. They're going to give you $100 and probation. And if you fail probation, you can be subject to a felony, bro. Felony.
What? Wait, so time out.
You can have more than 10 bullets ammunition on you, but you can have more than one magazine on you. You can have four or five magazines if you want, but each of those magazines better only have 10 bullets in it, or they only better be 10 bullet magazines. See what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, I got you.
Like the Glock 17, you can have 16
bullets you can put in there. Dang, you better only have 10 in that Glock 16.
So they have magazine regulation, and you need a license for concealed carrying in California, and they only recognize California CCW. Yo.
There we go. We back like we never left.
Like we never left.
So we was actually getting into the nitty gritty of, I think yeah. My last thing I was asking was, what states
the worst
are the worst?
And I was telling you everything with the California, and I was almost finished. If you want to give me just another 2 minutes in the segment, I'm going to run through it real quick. So,
gotcha.
License required for concealed? Yes. California only recognizes California, and the police will be the ones regulating your firearm concealed. No other people, no other non-residents cannot have a CCW. You can open carry only in hunting unincorporated rural areas with local accordance. So that's only for long guns, meaning only rifles for hunting. If you are caught opening and carrying a pistol, you can get a warrant for your arrest. And if they,
you can be shot.
You probably will be shot because they're not going to play that in California. And you need, and you cannot carry at all in your vehicle unless you have a concealed weapons license.
If from Cali, though, it's got to be
from Cali because they only recognize Cali.
Oh, they're trash. You can't. So I couldn't, as a truck driver, I can't go.
Better not, Cali unless you have a Cali license.
And that goes for handguns or
all guns, long guns, shotguns, snipers, semi-automatics, pistols.
See, man,
and it gets worse.
This is why
it gets worse.
Oh my god!
It has Castle Doctrine Law. Castle law allows you to not retreat, but it's only in home. There's no stand your ground, and there's no castle law for public. So in public, if you're in immediate danger, before you go, you pull out your firearm and shoot or whatever you're gonna do, you actually have to retreat. As long as you retreat, you have to retreat first before you fire, which is insane because no one's thinking that when they're in danger, unless you're in your home.
Nah, I'll back up. I'll take two. I'll backpedal a little bit like I'm playing defense. You know what I mean? Get that quick. Backpedal. I'm retreating. I'm retreating.
And the last three laws that we're going to talk about for California, because once you piece these clips together for the listeners, they're going to be like, damn, California is insane. And the last law really bothers me. And I'm going to let you give your full opinion on this one when we get to the last one. We have three more left.
All right, go ahead.
When you buy your firearm, after you get your certificate to buy and you after you pass your safety course and you get your permit, you will be able to buy your gun. But after you buy the gun, you're going to undergo a background check, which is usually pretty quick. It's a 24-hour background check. It's usually like a 10-15-minute background check. Sorry. But there's a waiting period. So after you take the background check and they give you the clear and you have your safety course and your permit to buy, they're going to also make you wait 10 days. So, and the gun has to be fully paid off. So now you're out of money. You just paid for a gun you can't even touch for 10 days, even if they clear you on the background check and you pass your certificate and you got your permit to buy. You're still waiting that 10 days. And here's the last law that I know is going to bother Rob. Because anything like in around this atmosphere, Rob goes crazy. You ready, Rob?
I'm ready. I'm finna snap.
This is called the red flag law.
What?
Red flag law in California. Already with the shenanigans. Can't even finish it. The red flag law gives police the full authority to confiscate any firearm of any person who appears to be a threat to themselves or others. Meaning, if a cop pulls you over, even if you're fully legal, if you give him any lip or any reason for him to give you a hard time, he has the authority under him granted by California to take away your legally owned firearm that you passed all the requirements for. And guess what? Once it's taken away, you will not get it back. And then they also have the authority to go back to your crib and confiscate any other firearms you have. And once they flag you with the red flag law, you are never able to purchase. You're never able to, your concealed license will be suspended and you have to go through court and get re-adjudicated as a civilian to bear arms under a judge as once you get red flagged. And now I want your thoughts on that.
We need where that fault line at in California. We need some dynamite on the fault line. Every fault line on California, put some dynamite. I'm finna Yosemite Sam these niggas. I'm sick of y'all. I want to set whoever cut it off, push it into the sea. Get everybody off first. So I don't kill nobody. Everybody retreat, and we just that's it. We don't. California, you got nice weather. You got nice weather, but that's about it. Everything else about you is trash. That is horrible.
I do not like that red flag.
That law makes me not want to live there. It really does until they change it. Tell me, like, all right, here's the thing, y'all. I know people are like, yo, you know, there's some people that are like, yeah, that's cool. How is it? It doesn't even say that you were, it doesn't even say you were vicious. There was any type of malicious intent. None of that, like you were actually trying to, you know, assault somebody with your weapon. It literally pretty much says if you
to yourself,
if you seem angry, or I mean, yeah, to yourself is cool, malicious to yourself. But then they say pretty much if you seem to be a threat, they can confiscate everything.
Everything.
That don't even make any sense. And I can see if you got somebody at gunpoint at the store in Kroger because a nigga told you that you had to take this. Take something back to the bag or something. Like they said, you can't purchase this item because the bag is ripped. You know how people do that? And then, nigga, you pull the gun out on him. Like, nigga, I'll kill you right here. All right, I get it. This nigga doesn't need a gun. You feel me? He's doing too much, right? Does that make sense? He's probably doing way too much. He's something wrong with him. But outside of that, if somebody's in your car and you get mad because they aren't so-called as cordial with you because of all the stuff that a lot of police officers been doing for the last 25 years. So they ain't as cordial with you. You have the right to confiscate their guns and then go to their house and go into their crib. I'm not with that. I'm just gonna be real.
Not even that, bro. That red flag.
Until those laws are changed, I'm not purchasing a crib in California at all, bro. Now that I didn't know that, but now that I know purchasing a crib, bro. This is making me think about whether or not I want to continue having a job that to where it's stationed in California and I drive trucks and I'm driving through California because I want to be able to conceal soon. I want to so California might just be off limits. I might not even ever drop a load off in California after this year just because I'm going to conceal in my truck soon. And so when I do, you don't have to ask whether or not Rob's in Cali because he's no longer. He's no longer. Any type of load that come on my load board and say, oh, going to Cali, decline. I'm not going.
Yeah, they are one of the highest regulated states that for guns.
Horrible. Are they worse than New York? Because there's like no guns. No. New York's the worst, right?
New York and New Jersey are the worst states. But California is definitely close second or third.
We got to get into – let's get into – because my blood pressure done went up. On Cali, I don't really want to go to New York, but I'm going to. It touches home because I actually like Cali. You know what I mean?
The
wifey, wifey's from Cali. The weather's nice.
Likes Cali.
The weather's recreational nice.
That means nice.
Go visit family. I can't conceal. I know. I just can't do a lot of things. I gotta go there and get a license. I gotta go through that stupid process to get a license.
Retarded. Perfect to buy, license to carry.
Yeah. That's terrible. Confiscate my gun. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. So that red flag law is insane, bro. I didn't even know anything about red flags, but apparently it's a real thing.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that until just right now.
Cali, something else with that red flag law, bro. Any authority officer of the law has the right to red flag you, and then once you're red flagged, any legal thing you did, no matter how many requirements you pass, are all canceled, and then they confiscate all your guns, like Nazi Germany.
Yeah, bro, they Nazis. That's all I got to say.
Vampires, Nazis,
all of that. Wow.
That's
all right. So let's go to New York and New Jersey. I need to hear these. Maybe this will make me feel better because it's not as bad. But maybe it's worse. be real.
You need a permit for any handguns to purchase. Not for long guns. Long guns can be bought without a permit. But handguns specifically, you need a permit for it. And guess what? There's an application to even buy. So you don't have to do a safety course in California. But for you to even buy a firearm, you have to put an application in with the local NYPD. And they have to specifically approve it. And they all, you also have to have a reason why you're even looking into a buying a firearm. Most people...
Go ahead. This is crazy.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm just laughing. This is wild, bro. Why do these states still exist?
You got states like Georgia, you go to buy a gun. And
why would you ever want to live there? I'm not living.
You know how much you cost? I ain't living there. First of all, a criminal's always going to have a gun. Exactly. So they're just making it hard for citizens to protect themselves, bro.
But the crime rate is through the roof over in those areas because the criminals got guns. They do not care about your law. They will get a gun. Just facts.
Facts. So you need a permit, and the permit has to go, you have to apply. Because it's a sport, it's classified as a sport under the NRA, and it's classified as a sport in the Olympics. So it's either for sports or protection. And if it's protection, you have to have a valid reason on why protection. You either have to live in a really bad area, or you have to be. Yeah, that's what it says. That's what the law says. But I'm reading the law. And if for anybody that's listening and wants to challenge it, and you want to just think I'm talking nonsense, it's statute 265.20S, statute 265.01. You can look those statutes up right now on Google, and that's the New York law just to buy a gun. I got the statutes all in front of me, bro. It's all real laws.
These laws are trash, bro. Is that it? Is that the whole thing? Is there any more?
Well, that's just for buying a gun. That's not even for concealing, open
carry. That's just for buying a gun.
Buying it, bro.
Yo, here's another. And let me let you know, before we even get to the concealed, I'm never driving my truck in New York. Continue.
So, and if you do get approved, you also have to register your gun through the New York Department, and law enforcement will have a copy. And for your concealed, now this is the many hoops you have to jump through to conceal. Now this is not after you already applied and got your application to buy a gun. You buy the gun, you're good. Now to get your concealed license,
yeah,
the department itself, it says this, and I quote, has the authority to issue your pistol license on a case-by-case basis.
Meaning if they feel like it?
If they feel like it. There's no ETA on how long it's going to take to approve it. There's no reason they have to give on why they deny it. And it also says that New York policies with the administrating backing do not restrict the time in what does that say? Oh, and once they it doesn't restrict the time on how long they take. So pretty much when you're going to get yours concealed, you don't have to do any training. You don't have to do any courses like in certain states you actually do. All you do is you submit the application to buy the gun. You give a reason. The department approves that you can buy it. But now if you want to conceal carry it with you, pretty much you just submit another application to the cops. And then they sit on it until they feel like being nice to you. And
this is depressing.
Pretty much, they could sit on it for a year. They could sit on it for 2 years. Because with the government backing them in New York.
50? 50?
They could sit on it for as long as they want. So if you have on your name, you might not ever get it. That's why it's the hottest.
I'm never living in New York.
And there's no.
I know that.
No open carry, period. You cannot open carry, period, unless you're law enforcement. You cannot open carry. All
right. I mean, that's not even the worst, so they know that didn't surprise me at all. Everything leading up to that was the worst.
And for this one?
I said everything leading up to that was way worse than not being able to open carry at all. It got to a point where I'm like, all right.
Oh, no, no. Here's another one. Here's another worse one. Magazine capacity. They regulate magazine capacity. California allows you to have 10 rounds. New York says you can only have 7. Unless you're a cop.
Yo, New York is dusty.
Unless you're a cop, you can only have 7 rounds in your magazine. That means 1 in the chamber and 6 in the clip.
New York is so dusty.
And it also says New York has castle law, meaning when it comes to burglaries in your home, you do not have to flee. You can use physical force. And lethal force when someone breaks into your house.
Okay, all right, wait, hold on. We got a plus. I'm still never living in New
York. That's a plus.
But go ahead.
That's a plus. Yep. But they also have peaceable journey law. And I don't know where the hell these laws come from. We got California got red flag law.
Red flag.
New York has a peace.
Sick.
Oh my goodness. The peaceable journey law in New York means to say that they can arrest you when it comes to any use of your firearm, regardless of how it was used. So even if you're defending yourself, they still have the power to arrest you just because you used a firearm. Even if you're completely legal, even if a burglar breaks in your home and you shoot him and he's dead, they can't question him because he's dead. They're still going to arrest you. And they have the power. That's called the peaceable journey law. It allows them to arrest you. It doesn't say you're going to be charged with anything, but it just gives them the power to arrest you.
That's trash, in New York. Too.
That's and then, of course, you have to undergo a background check, which is standard for every type of firearm, besides Georgia and Arizona, because apparently you don't need background checks or permits to buy in those states.
Amen. That was church right there when you said Georgia. Listen, what were you about to ask me?
I was going to say, so now that we went over the good states like Arizona and Georgia, we went over the bad states like New York and California. What is your thoughts on how the difference in gun control that we have in America?
I think it's weird because there's literally only about four or five states that are super restrictive out of the other 40 some odd states. To me, it lets me know that the vast majority of America and American officials and states are okay with carrying. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's only a couple of states that are doing that. So it's like, a lot of people say we should be more progressive with gun laws, and I think we should be. And I think the progression is the opposite of what California and New York are doing.
I like that. I think just like recreational weed, it's slowly progressing. They need to start fixing it with the gun laws, man. They're pushing the weed. It seems like the states with the harshest gun laws are okay with marijuana. Like, put California, super harsh gun laws, but you can walk around and smoke the
New York and Jersey, they still ain't playing marijuana at all.
No, Jersey has a medical. Medical's on the New York's medical. Medical approved. Oh. New Jersey's medical approved. They have recreational on the ballot, but they usually never make it.
Gotcha. Now, is Jersey worse than – Jersey isn't worse than New York, right?
You want me to go into it, bro? I don't want to keep boring you and the listeners here, but I'll go into it.
Dang, I know, right? The listeners probably like, all right, we got it. We had enough of that. Good luck.
Oh my God, boss. You know what I mean? But it's crazy. And there's also middle states. You know, see, the cool thing about, I mean, it's not really cool. It sucks. But the fact is we have harsh states like California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, even to a degree, because you ain't doing nothing in Illinois.
That's about it, though.
Then we have great states like Texas, Florida, Arizona. And then we have the middle states. I like to call them the middle states because Colorado, Washington, what's the other state? Maine.
Yeah.
Maine, you can open carry without a permit. You can buy without a permit. And it's funny, Maine, like when you think about Maine, because Maine's right next to Massachusetts, right next to New Jersey, right next to New York. So it's like Maine's like a trap. If you think about that, If you're in Maine and you get your guns and stuff, you better not cross that line. You're trapped in Maine, bro. Or you better abandon your
Wait, so
firearm when you leave
Maine
Maine.
has really good laws? Hello? Yo. You hear me?
Yeah.
I said, does Maine have good laws?
Yeah, I was explaining that you can open carry without a permit. You can buy without a permit. You can only conceal. I don't know if you can conceal without a permit. I have to
You
fact
can
check that.
open
But I know
carry.
you can. Yeah, in Maine. But the thing is, Maine's like a trap
Yeah.
because everything around Maine is anti-gun. So
Anti-anti. Fair, fair.
in Maine, you're stuck there in Maine.
Yeah, you can't get out with your gun.
Yeah, you have to leave your gun there,
Or
bro.
illegally transport it.
Yeah, illegally carry it
That's
with you and
crazy.
just
You go
pray you
get
don't.
your junk in Maine and then can't get out of Maine.
At least us, like Florida and
You
Texas,
gotta
like
sell it.
me, I can freaking drive around anywhere from Florida to Georgia to freaking Texas.
Yeah.
What else is close to
Oh,
Florida?
you know
What
what?
else?
Here's what I need to know, but we'll do this off air. I need to know what's up with the lane that I'm on, Alabama, all that stuff.
Okay, yeah. We'll definitely discuss that off
Off
the
air,
air,
because that's too
bro.
much going on. But I think, you know what? This might be just the whole NRA gun laws. What do we think about podcast, man? Because it just seems like I want to bring awareness to people. I want y'all to know that we're not here because we just want to tote guns and pop people. You know what I'm saying? Blah blah. We're not here to do that. But I really feel like we should have the right to protect ourselves and our family, if need be, from people who have malicious and violent intent to, just try to strong arm, try to rob people, you know what I mean? Try to do harm, you know what I mean? Just from criminal activity, man. I think you should be able to do that. And all these other places in these states and these laws and everybody that's trying to push against that, I don't think that they realize how hard people fought to have the right to bear arms. Like they have, like people.
What? Constitutional war? Just the bare arms? That was like a big ass. We can get in this discussion with that.
It was huge, wasn't it?
That was a huge war, man, over the constitutional rights. Didn't they have the whole revolution, the red coats versus blue coats for that?
Yeah.
Unless my history's all wrong, but I blame the school system. That's another thing
I don't
about
know if it was a Revolutionary War, but it might have been.
I don't know, bro. No, I think the Revolutionary War was all about slavery. I'm on the wrong topic here.
Was that with Lincoln and
Was it?
everything? I don't know.
I don't know, man. All I know is they fought hard and very
I
crazy
hate
for our
history. I can't act like I
country.
know.
I love the Spartan history when they told about that in school for some reason. I just love the Spartans. Anyway, and if anybody has any comments and want to butt in on the conversation and state your opinions, man, hit us up in the social media. Rob Allen ENT at Instagram.com. Don Vinny Venzo at Instagram.com. Hit us up on all social media platforms and our Twitters. And let us know, man. Shout out to us. Reach out to us because we're trying to build our audience, our fan base. We're trying to rock with y'all. We're trying to provide high quality podcasts. And before we end this podcast, there is something we did promise we was going to talk about in the last podcast. And it'll be
Yeah.
kind of a good. I wanted to talk about the burning feeling of the Warriors defeated. We did bring this.
My name,
What do you think, Rob?
Katie. Now, listen, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I'm not a Warriors fan, I'm a Kevin Durant fan. So when Kevin Durant went out, it hurt to see him get hurt like that, right? It hurt to see him get hurt like that. And so I knew the way he got hurt in my mind, and we talked about this, I was like, he should not play. So then he played, then he gets hurt again. So now I'm actually mad. I don't know who to be mad at. I'm mad at him. I'm mad at the organization. I'm mad at his agent. I'm just mad at everybody. 'Cause I'm like, y'all should have been smart enough to make sure this man does not come back on this court down three. What down? What was they down? 3-1, 2-1, 2-1.
Bro, they were down.
Something.
No, they were. This was that last. This was their last game. They had no
No, it was
choice.
game six when he got hurt, though, right? And then he didn't play game seven, right?
Oh yeah, it was game. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yep,
you're right.
yep. So game
so, yeah,
six.
he got hurt game six, and they got the win by 1 point, and then they brought it to the last game, which was all on the line.
All bad, right? So my take on it is, I congratulate the Toronto Raptors because I'm not going to take away from that. I'm not going to take away. I know. I'm not going to take away from the fact that they won a championship, because if the Warriors fans can keep it 100, back in 2015, the Cavaliers were super hurt. Kyrie was out, messed his knee up. They had nobody on their team. They were like, Tristan Thompson was hurt. Kevin Love was hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Man, Kevin Love, what happened?
All they people was hurt, right? Let's just keep it with a buck. And the Warriors capitalized and won that championship. They might not have won that if all of them wasn't hurt, because that was before KD.
I'll give you that.
Right. Maybe that was before Love. It might have been before Love, too. Don't quote me on that. But I know that a lot of their players, including Kyrie, was hurt. So they got that. Now you fast forward it 4 years later, the same thing happened to them. Oh, let's just keep it a buck, man. They wasn't finna
keep
win.
It a buck.
Klay Thompson tore his ACL in game seven.
Oh, man, we didn't even talk about that. Bro, that was new.
That, y'all, that was nasty.
Like, he's, like, done too now.
He's done. He's done. When you tear your ACL like the way he did, I mean, he out for 6 months at least.
That's if he could play the same.
So you got Klay out. You know what I mean? You got KD out for the rest of the year. It's all it's gonna be is, wait a minute. Andre Iguodala was banged up, so ain't no telling. He's on the verge of retiring. Andre might retire. He might not play.
So are we witnessing the dynasty over, or do you think they'll be okay next season?
I think
Steph's fit. Even though you know Steph got hit by a bus, he ain't injured yet. You know, maybe his fingers are a little sprained.
But he is injury-prone, though.
Injury-prone, man. Him and his fingers.
He gets hurt a lot. So I think that 10-year of winning a lot for the Warriors, like going back-to-back-to-back-to-back, yeah, that's over. Because KD's out. Klay is out for next year, half of next year, all of next year for KD. Iguodala's on his way out. Sean Livingston's on his way out to being retired. Like, yo, all your players are about to retire. Only people you got that's going to be there is Draymond. Boogie Cousins.
No, he's fine, bro. He could be there, bro. He's poking niggas in the eye. Like, shout out, what's his name? Cheat code man.
Shout out to Draymond. Eurostep. I ain't going to front. Shout out to Draymond for being just a dirty nigga. Yo, Draymond play like he in Detroit. He back in Monroe, Michigan. He from Michigan, right? That nigga, them niggas out there, bro. I learned how to play basketball in Michigan, and I'll be on. We foul, and we don't call fouls. That's how we play out there, bro. We play like we playing football. That's how he plays.
Yeah. Yo, remember? He popped freaking Harden in the eyeballs, dog.
Yo, do you see the way he plays dirty? It's because he grew up in that environment. Bro, we play dirty. We're going to – if you know what I mean? You push up on us, we're going to hit you with an elbow in your ribs. Oh, you want to keep playing? We're going to hit your elbow in your mouth the next time. You're like, that's just how they
foul.
Play out there, man. You got to be ready to – You got to be ready to play hard, possibly get injured. It's on the concrete. And if you call your foul, the nigga's not giving you the ball. you call foul all day, you're going to have to fight somebody if you want that ball. So you might as well just check up, because, you know, that's how it is, bro.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro, it be like that.
Dusty out there, bro.
How did you get him back, bro? Remember Harden hit him with the haymaker? That was a little uncalled for. You know he's still mad about that.
Who, Harden did?
Yo, Harden, yo, go on YouTube and type in Harden hit haymakers Draymond, bro. He hit him with a haymaker, bro. Like, it wasn't like he straight up punched him with his fist. That wasn't like a boxing swing haymaker, but he had the ball. He knew what he was doing. He was trying to shoot it, and he did like a pump fake and knocked Draymond on his ass. Because he hit him with a haymaker, bro. You know, he was mad. He was like, that was for poking me in my eyes, bro. You know they talking on the court.
Yeah, you gotta keep it. Look, you gotta keep it a buck, man. It's just real. It's real life out here. You gotta listen.
You got Draymond, Lance,
all the stuff that Draymond does, he cannot get mad to people coming at him like that.
Nah, you can't poke somebody in the eyes and think they ain't gonna get away with it. You're gonna get away with it. He had a clean poke in the eye. I think he was bleeding. Harden was bleeding.
Yeah, yo, his eye was poked square. Him. Remember he poked LeBron James in the eye that one series. That Remember his eye was all red. It's the same thing, bro. Draymond kicked him in the nuts too. You don't remember that?
I remember Russell Westbrook had something about the
nuts. Oh my goodness, bro. Draymond is a dusty player, bro. But you know what? Harden is too. Harden did the same thing to LeBron.
Oh, he be cheating.
Harden be cheating.
Stepping everywhere. That nigga travel. No, refs don't even.
Did you see that one time when he shot that three and he took that step back? It was two step back. I'm like, how you step back twice? This nigga playing hopscotch.
Yo, he was doing the that law.
The Cupid.
You have to
the Cupid. That nigga do the Cupid shuffle before the three.
He was doing the Cali law, bro. He was retreating before he shot.
Trash, bro. I be, and it's like they don't even call it. I be looking like for real though. I can see that.
The refs allow it, bro. I think all right, we're gonna do a conspiracy session.
Oh,
conspiracy. Conspiracy session. The NBA thrives off ratings. No ratings, no money, no entertainment being provided. Ratings are down, means less money. I feel like the industry itself in the NBA may not fix games.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think they games. Mm-hmm. And maybe the refs do fix certain games. I'm not going to say they do or they don't,
yeah.
But I do think they allow certain things to be good and away with for the entertainment values. And I think they pick certain characters like Harden to get away with certain antics, like his Euro step in and his backpedaling. And just like Lance Stephenson gets away with his poking people in the ribs and bumping on people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think they pick characters to provide that entertainment so they can keep the ratings up, because the audience will eat it up. Like, they eat Harden up. Everybody knows he's traveling. Everybody knows he's
traveling. How are you such a high caliber NBA player and you travel that much, bro? Like, you've been playing your whole life. You should know that is a travel. Did you see?
But he gets.
Y'all seen what you seen with Kawhi Leonard travel for the win? Did that slam that changed the momentum. This nigga picked the ball up at half court and then put it back down and kept dribbling. He dribbled, picked the ball up and went oops, and then put it back down and then slammed. So that's why the dude stopped, because he seen him pick the ball up. I'm trying to figure out how nobody else saw that. And they're going to put it as a highlight. Like, this is the highlight, his highlight slam. And it's just a constant. It's a constant carry, bro. I'm like, this
is yeah, shot the quality.
That nigga carried so hard for the win. The Milwaukee Bucks lost because this nigga carried. That's wild. That's wild. NBA
should
be ashamed today, so.
Hey, man, whatever gets the ratings up,
they
bro.
Said, listen, this is, you know, I'm going to be real with you. The NBA don't like Greg Popovich. They said, you know what? You done traded this nigga all the way to Toronto. We're going to give him a ring. Yo, Greg Popovich is so salty right now. That nigga is salty little peanuts right now. That nigga, I'm talking about. What?
Walnut, nigga.
Do you know
he
got to be, bro?
Yo, but at the same time, Kawhi did it to himself, bro. He benched himself. And then he gonna go and win a ring? That's dirty, bro.
I'm just saying. It's not dirty. He's a smooth criminal. That nigga finessed the whole system. Look, he finessed the whole system and then got a ring.
Bro.
Yo.
And now they call him crazy.
And now they calling this nigga the best player in the NBA. That nigga Greg Pop is
hot. Yeah, they're gonna put that nigga in the eye watch next season.
Greg Popovich is mad. He said, look, Greg Popovich is like, oh yeah? I'm not finna send you where you want to go because he wanted to go to L.A. He said, I'm going to send you to Toronto. This nigga get a championship when he did so. That's just fucking mad. I don't care what he said. That's the ultimate. Yo, this nigga Greg Popovich, when the championship was over, and this nigga, they knew he won. He probably had a mini stroke. Nobody knew about it. He probably went to the hospital. I know I would've. At his age, that nigga like 89.
He's definitely sick.
He's sick right now. What is he going to say? Because you know the reporters are going to be like, what'd you think about you know them niggas been ass. Yo, reporters are dirty. The reporters are dusty, bro. Them niggas like, yeah, I can't wait to ask Greg Popovich how you think Kawhi Leonard fared in his trade to Toronto. That nigga got a championship. First year. That nigga didn't even get a warm-up year. That nigga went straight to the finals. Oh, that's dusty. That nigga mad. I don't care what nobody say.
Oh, man.
Oh, they mad. He's mad, bro. There's no way he's not mad. Tony Parker retired. Tony Parker done retired after he seen about it, heard about it. He's like, oh, I can't do it. I can't have that on my heart. He
retired. In conscience, bro.
Greg Popovich, I'm surprised he didn't retire. Bro, they're not getting back. They don't have the team. They're not getting back to the finals.
He's not going
to
be in charge of any more trades.
Yeah, I know, right? They're going to look at that nigga. You will never trade anyone else again. You cost this man. He got a championship. Like, that was the best trade of the century. He wouldn't have got a championship if he went to one of them LA teams.
No.
They wouldn't have got out of the West this year.
No.
That junk is crazy. He went to Toronto and got a ring.
Toronto. Yo, so what do you think about Drake going crazy right now? His antics.
I need Drake to chill. Hey, let's be real. Drake. That nigga stole my whole flow.
What?
Listen. He did. So Drake stole Soulja Boy's flow, right?
Conspiracy.
Tell me what's really going on. Is he back in? That was Soulja Boy, right?
Yeah.
Then he got, after they won the championship, did you see him? They were doing interviews of Drake, and he was like, we brought a championship to the city. I said, boy, if you don't get out of here, what is wrong with you? Nigga, you have not dribbled the basketball ever in your life. You're trash at basketball. You can't play basketball. What do you mean, we? You're not an NBA player. We brought a championship to Toronto? He said that, bro. Like he was a player, bro. He was getting interviewed like he was a player and talking like it. I said, oh, this is something light-skinned niggas do, clearly. Only light-skinned niggas from Canada act like they was the one dribbling the ball down the court. Yo, you gotta see that interview, bro. Did you see it?
No, I saw him doing his antics. I didn't see the interview.
Bro, he had a real interview. He was just like, man, you know, I'm just, man, I'm still just in awe of the accomplishments we. That nigga kept saying we. I said we. Bro, he kept saying we. I was confused. I'm like, when did that nigga suit up and play basketball in the finals? We? When we got the chip, he said we brought the championship. I can't believe Drake, bro. Drake is completely out of line. And then this nigga gonna drop. So I know what he was doing. So he gonna be on the sideline, right? With all this airtime and FaceTime, this nigga gonna drop two. They gonna drop two singles the next day right after the championship. Like we didn't know. Money in the Grave and Omerta. Yeah. We see you out here, Drake. You're not slick. You're not slick. Yeah. Talk about some. If we win, I'm going to drop these two singles. Oh, you was getting this free airtime on the sidelines. Because I'm sure they gave you free tickets. Oh, you're not paying for those tickets.
I'm not paying to have Drake there, bro.
They paying Drake to be there. Let's be for real. Drake is not paying for those tickets.
Let's be real. When Drake started doing his antics, you know the ratings was going up, right? When Drake
and I knew he was going to drop something. He said, I'm going to get some of this money.
He was literally like cha-cha sliding all around the freaking the bottom floor level of the court. He was choking freaking E-40. And he was freaking, yo, he picked lint out of Steph Curry's hair and sold it on eBay?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, exactly. This is why they needed those extra antics, because the finals ratings would have been lower without a big mogul like that. Because LeBron wasn't there. If LeBron's there, you don't need Drake.
And you need to
talk about it.
Raptors, bro.
Now you need Drake because there's no big mogul. LeBron is a mogul. He's past the NBA logo. Exactly. People don't realize that.
He's like,
you know what I mean? Jerry West about to get replaced with LeBron James. Watch.
He's the face of NBA.
The new NBA logo is going to be LeBron James. It's not going to be Jerry West, I guarantee. I guarantee that if they're not racist, if they don't show their racist colors, that LeBron James should be the new logo. Let's be for real. The amount of money and the amount of eyes that he put on the NBA because he played in the NBA. Since high school, the NBA ratings have gone up. He was in high school.
That's tough.
People was waiting for the NBA. Let's be for real. That's a long time, bro. That's like 20 years. 20 years.
That's a lot of years.
Of rebranding the NBA and making it better since Michael. Because be for real, the ratings went down after Michael left. Then they went back up when Kobe and Shaq were the duo, when they were together. And then when they left, that's when LeBron was coming in.
Dang, bro.
Man, listen. All I know is Drake out here. He capitalized. He for sure capitalized. He dropped them two singles.
Oh yeah.
He dropped that other song with Chris Brown 4 days ago. Yo, he think he's slick. He think he's slick. He ain't slick. He said, I'm gonna get this money.
I'm telling you, bro.
Drake out here. Drake out here playing. He clearly played. Somehow or another, he feels like he won that championship. Which he did not.
I mean, I could
want everybody to know
stock in the team, or if he has some kind of ownership, that would make sense.
I shouldn't say we. We won the we brought the championship home, bro. I don't care what kind of stock you got. The niggas on the court are the ones that brought that championship home, not you. They didn't. You just get the clap for them.
That's true.
That's what you do, Drake. All right. Man, it was disgusting. That's that light nigga. That's that light skin nigga syndrome.
Yeah.
That's an apartheid. He out here doing the most.
Skin comments because I'm light skin.
This is why Hotel Rwanda was a real thing, because that light skin nigga like that trying to take over. And they said, no, the dark skin niggas like, we ain't having that. And that's probably why they started fighting out there. Because a nigga like that started taking all the credit. You know, if I'm Kawhi, I'm looking at Drake like, oh, we? I don't even know you. You know, Kawhi don't know nobody.
Yeah,
but I think, man. So, I'm all out of gas now. I done laughed. My head hurts now from laughing
too damn much, man. We want to appreciate all the listeners. Like we said, we are back, so we will be doing these podcasts regularly. So make sure you tune in, and again, reach out to us on all social media platforms. I'm not trying to beat you guys over the head with it, but we do want to build a community. That's the difference. We want to actually have an active community within this criteria, within this podcast. We want to grow with y'all as we grow, because we're still learning, man. We're still learning.
Still learning this podcast game, man. It's fun, though. I like it.
Definitely, it's fun. Because we always talk anyway. So the fact that we can talk and build a community up and have something that we can look back at and re-listen to and see the growth. It's always fun, man, because it's all different topics. That's what it's about, man. It's the growth. A lot of people don't look at that growth, man. A lot of people don't. So if you want to get your gun licenses, you know what to do. Look up your local laws and get strapped up. I believe everybody that's able to get strapped up, gets strapped up. And Drake, you heard what Rob said, man. I like Drake, so I ain't going to say nothing because I'm a Drake fan. But, you know.
Quit that, Drake. Cut that out, Drake. That's crazy.
It's Robin
V. I've seen that. That was good. We're going to Snatigans and we out. We out.